Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, February 6th. A large rock slide closed I-70 in Glenwood Canyon yesterday, but after a day of work by the Colorado Department of Transportation, three of four lanes were reopened as of late last night. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, the rock slide was reported around 1 a.m. Tuesday morning near mile marker 120 west of Grizzly Creek. No injuries resulted from the slide, and one car was damaged. Colorado Department of Transportation Public Information Officer Tracy Truelove held three media briefings about the slide yesterday. She said in the first one at 10 a.m. that the damage caused by the slide was significant, stopping westbound traffic completely.
There is about 250 to 350 cubic yards of debris in the westbound lanes, and it has damaged the parapet wall. So that is the wall in the westbound side that you might remember. Some of you will have deja vu of the 2016 rock slide, but it has taken out about 30 yards of the parapet wall. So to put into context for you, 250 to 350 cubic yards, that's probably about 25 to 30 dump truck loads of debris and rock we're going to be having to move out of there.
40 feet of the parapet wall was destroyed by the slide, and four impact craters were created in the highway when a 100-foot bridge rail fell down. All damage was done on the west side of I-70, or what is called the upper deck.
So currently we have our specialty unit team on site, and we have our geohazards team on site. And what our geohazards team has decided is that we are going to have to scale some of the slope in the westbound lanes, and so we have a crane that's headed to the scene. So our plan is to get eastbound open within the hour. We'll then flow traffic until such time we will have to instigate another full closure for several hours while we scale the slope and use the crane and airbags to bring down any other loose rock. Airbags is how they will do that. They'll get people up on the slope. They put airbags into a spot somewhere on the rock, and they inflate it, and a lot of times that brings down the loose material.
By 4 o'clock Tuesday evening, both eastbound lanes of I-70 were open, and one westbound lane was opened later that night. Here was Truelove's update at that time.
So currently we have the rockfall mitigation contracted team on the rock face. And so three people hiked up to the location, and then they've got two people that are now in the crane that we have staged on the westbound deck. The challenge we're running into now at 4 o'clock is we probably have about an hour of daylight left. And so they are, working hard right now to get as much as they can get scaled. Our CDOT maintenance team had done an amazing job of getting the debris on the highway moved off of it on the other side of the barrier in the westbound lanes. What that situation helped us do is not have to do any boulder blasting at the moment. What we'll have to do as a team is evaluate when we can go back in and do that at another time. But the loader operator was able to get a lot of the rock moved off the highway. We've got barrier coming in to put down temporary barrier to where the parapet wall did get taken out. About 40 yards of the parapet wall got taken out. And there were two pretty good impact craters that occurred from the boulders hitting the highway, but our engineering team assessed those, and there was no damage to the post-tension strands on the highway deck. Those were all intact, so they were able to kind of move forward with the scaling operation. And again, if we bring down what we hope to in the next hour, we'll still look at getting a potential one lane in the westbound direction. If at nightfall we don't, then we're going to have to look at another opportunity, which is either to remain closed westbound and most likely open eastbound, or we're kicking around a few other ideas. We've got our traffic engineers kind of talking to us about other options.
According to CoTrip.org, where the Colorado Department of Transportation releases its most current updates, as of 5 o'clock this morning, both eastbound and one westbound lane of I-70 were open. But that was before the current storm system came through. A heavy snow warning was issued for the I-70 corridor at 1:45 a.m. this morning.
The one one other element we're messing with here is we've got weather, you know, occurring, you know, in the northwest part of the state. It's going to be slow going. And we know that is not the best case scenario when you're trying to get somewhere, but we really encourage people to be patient and take it slow.
Work will continue throughout the day. For the most current conditions and road alerts, visit cotrip.org. That's cotrip.org. And in a follow-up to a story we covered yesterday, two bodies were removed from Island Lake on Grand Mesa after a snowcat fell through the ice early Sunday morning. Ryan Wells and Richard Colton, both 30 years old and from Delta County, were staying at the Grand Mesa Lodge and inquired about taking the snowcat out on the ice. They were discouraged from doing so. The owner of the lodge heard the snowcat get started up early Sunday morning, and when the men did not return, called authorities. According to a press release from Delta County Sheriff Mark Taylor, search and rescue units responded from both Delta and Summit counties. Both teams deployed to the location on the lake where it was obvious the 15,000-pound snowcat had fallen through the ice. They employed a remote-operated vehicle, or drone, that had the capabilities to go under the ice and take video as well as still pictures to confirm the location of the snowcat and attempt to confirm the two missing men's location. The drone immediately located the snowcat and two bodies in approximately 65 feet of water. The Summit County Search and Rescue Team used the drone to retrieve the two bodies and bring them to the surface, where they were then removed from the lake. The bodies were presumed to be the two missing men from the Grand Mesa Lodge and were transferred to the Delta County Coroner, where a positive identification will be made. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Wednesday, February 6th. For KVNF News, my name is Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.